So another thing that was presented at ASCO, I was curious about. There were a couple of papers looking at T-DM1 in HER2 mutant non-small cell. And up till now, I really haven't gotten much of a feel about whether any kind of anti-HER therapy really works in these patients. What did you think about the data on T-DM1?
I'm encouraged by it, but sort of mixed. So I actually have a pretty good cohort of patients with HER2 mutations. And so I have had experience giving afatinib, which has HER2 activity from a TKI perspective, as well as just giving trastuzumab in combination with chemotherapy, either docetaxel or vinorelbine. And I've absolutely had great responses to those.
Well, have you had great responses to anti-HER therapy without chemo?
Well, I
Like
mean, so
afatinib?
I've never given trastuzumab by itself, but I've given it in combination with docetaxel in someone where you would respect a not great response rate, and also in vinorelbine where really don't see much response rate at all, where we've seen really good partial responses. So I believe that there is activity. And with afatinib as a single agent, I've definitely seen activity. The challenge is when we think about our patients with EGFR or HER1 mutations, you give them a targeted drug and it tends to work for close to a year. When you give afatinib with a HER2 mutation, it hasn't lasted as long in the literature and also in my own experience. When you're adding trastuzumab to chemo, I've had a couple patients with reasonable duration of response, but again, it's far from what we would like it to be because these often are younger patients, otherwise healthy. You know, you're really trying to push and make sure they get activity. So the T-DM1 trial that was done in patients with a HER2 mutation, I found intriguing but a little disappointing. The response rates were not as high as I'd like to see, nor was the duration. And I've tried it once outside of a trial setting for a patient who'd already been very heavily pretreated and didn't have activity. I think it's absolutely worth further exploration. We need better drugs in that setting. There are a number of tyrosine kinase drugs that are actually in development now in clinical trials for the HER2 mutation patients. And I think it is a true driver mutation subset that needs better activity, you know, needs better drugs. So T-DM1 exploration will be important. It wasn't a home run, but it was interesting. The other trial was looking just at patients that HER2 expression, and that I don't think that's really the direction we want to go. I think we need to think about it is when there's a true driver mutation, then we want to be hitting HER2, and T-DM1 might end up being a good drug there. Maybe, I don't know if it's going to be first line, second line, third line. Probably we're still better off with chemo for first line right now. How is it going to fit in with afatinib and with trastuzumab plus chemo? I don't think we're there yet, but it's important to keep going with those studies.